Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. NDA announces seat sharing deal for upcoming Jharkhand assembly polls. BJP to contest on 68 seats. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Malawian counterpart Lazarus Chakwera, 4 MOUs signed in the field of art and culture, sports, youth affairs and pharmaceuticals. Haryana government announces free dialysis for kidney patients in the state. First tranche of 11 tons of medical supplies dispatched by India's humanitarian assistance to Lebanon amidst ongoing conflict with Israel. India trailed by 125 runs on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match in Bengaluru. And in Denmark Open Badminton, Indian challenge ends as PV Sindhu crashes out after facing defeat in quarterfinals of women's singles. The seat-sharing formula among the allies of the NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sharma said the BJP will fight for 68 seats while 10 seats have been allocated to the All Jharkhand Students Union AJSU party. 2 seats Jamshedpur West and Tamar have been given to the Janata Dal United and 1 seat in Chhatra has been allocated to the Chirag Paswan-led LJP.
ये 10 सीट में आंसू लड़ने जा रहा है जनता दल यू जमशेदपुर वेस्ट और तमार जनता दल यू लड़ेगा लोक जनशक्ति पार्टी एक सीट में चुनाव लड़ेगा और बाकी सीट में स्वाभाविक है भारतीय जनता पार्टी लड़ेगा.
On the other hand, the INDIA bloc is engaged in hectic parleys with the allies to decide on the seat sharing formula. This time, the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will contest the elections along with the Congress Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD, the CPI ML. Senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav reached Ranchi today to discuss seat sharing with the executive president of JMM, Hemant Soren. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is coming to Ranchi tomorrow to discuss seat sharing. With the issuance of notification, the filing of nomination papers for the first phase of the assembly elections began today. 43 constituencies will go to the polls in this phase on the 13th of November, while the second phase of polling will take place on the 20th of November in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be conducted on the 23rd of November. By-polls for 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will also be held on the 13th of next month. The by-polls for one assembly seat in Uttarakhand and Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra will be conducted on the 20th of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the smooth governance, fast decision-making and transparency in governance have helped attract investors and investment in NDA-governed states. Addressing an NDA leaders' meeting in Chandigarh yesterday, Mr. Modi said the NDA government is fulfilling the rising aspirations of common citizens and it has been the distinction of the NDA government to ensure last-mile delivery, which has helped build trust in the public towards the government since 2014. Calling the victory in Haryana significant and historic, Mr. Modi said that NDA secured the trust and support of all sections of society. During the meeting, a resolution congratulating Mr. Modi on NDA BJP's victory in the Haryana Assembly elections was adopted. Another resolution on the subject of celebrating 75 years of the making of the Constitution of India as Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav was also adopted. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Saptah National Learning Week NLW tomorrow in New Delhi. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. NLW will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. The participants may complete the targeted hours through a mix of individual, role-based modules on IGOT, webinars, public lectures and policy masterclasses by eminent persons. Haryana government will provide free dialysis service to patients suffering from kidney disease in the state. This was announced by Chief Minister Naib Singh after chairing the first formal meeting of the newly constituted cabinet of Haryana today.
ये संकल्प लिया था कि हमारी सरकार आएगी और हम जो किडनी के पेशेंट हैं उनका इलाज हरियाणा के सभी सरकारी हॉस्पिटल में फ्री में होगा तो आज उस फाइल के ऊपर साइन किए हैं क्योंकि डायलिसिस एक इस प्रकार की बीमारी है कि व्यक्ति को लगभग 20 से 25 हजार रुपए महीने का उसका खर्चा वो आता है अब ये सारा का सारा खर्चा हरियाणा सरकार तुरंत प्रभाव से वो लागू हो गया है
The Chief Minister said that the welfare of the poor is the government's first priority. He expressed that government has fulfilled the promise of providing 24,000 jobs made before taking his oath. The Chief Minister announced that the cabinet has decided to implement the order of the Supreme Court regarding scheduled caste reservation. The Chief Minister said the government is committed to buying every grain of the farmer's crop at the minimum support price. Naib Singh mentioned that so far 55% of paddy and millet has been lifted. In Uttarakhand, the UCC Rules and Implementation Committee, constituted under the chairmanship of Shatrughan Singh, has submitted its draft to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami in the Secretariat today. The Chief Minister said soon after the approval of the Cabinet, this law will be implemented in the state. Mr. Dhami emphasized that this law is for the equality of all and that no one needs to be scared of it.
सबको समानता मिले सबको एक समान न्याय मिले और विशेषकर हमारी जो महिलाएं हैं उनके सशक्तिकरण की और सुरक्षा के लिए दोनों को विशेष ध्यान में रख के ये विधेयक बना है और जल्दी ही ये विधेयक कार्य रूप में क्रियान्वयन में आने वाला है जल्दी ही हम मंत्रिमंडल की बैठक करेंगे आजादी के बाद ये पहला देश का हमारा राज्य बन जाएगा जिसको ये गौरव प्राप्त होगा कि यहां पर समान नागरिक संहिता का विधेयक लागू हो गया है
वी हैव मोर फ्रॉम अ उत्तराखंड कॉरेस्पोंडेंट
The Uttarakhand government is working speedily to implement the UCC law soon. The UCC Rules and Implementation Committee submitted its draft to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today in the state capital. The CM said that the date of UCC implementation will be decided soon after the approval of the cabinet. He briefed about the UCC rules, which mainly have four parts, the procedure related to registration of marriage and divorce, live-in relationship, birth and death certificate, and rules related to successions. He emphasized on development of a mobile app to serve as a platform for public to seek guidance on UCC-related matters. It may be recalled that the UCC committee by the state government was established under the leadership of Justice Ranjana Prakash Desai. The submission of the report was followed by a 10-hour discussion which led to its passing on 7th Feb this year. The bill received presidential approval on March 12th and thus officially became an act. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
President Draupadi Murmu on the second day of a visit to Malawi as part of a trip to three African nations held bilateral meetings with a counterpart Lazarus Chakwera today. Four MOUs were signed between India and Malawi after delegation-level talks. We have a report.
India and Malawi had signed four important MOUs for cooperation in the fields of sports, youth matters, pharmaceuticals and arts and culture. As a goodwill gesture, India is giving 1,000 metric tons of rice and Babatron cancer-treating machine to Malawi. President Draupadi Murmu had also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement center in Malawi. Secretary Ministry of External Affairs Arun Kumar Chatterjee, briefing the media on the President's visit to Malawi, said that this visit had added a new chapter to the historic Indo-Malawian relation. The bilateral and delegation-level talks had reaffirmed the strong commitment of both the nation towards the progress and prosperity of both countries. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Lilongwe.
Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri today asserted that the market size of the Indian chemicals and petrochemical sector is expected to grow to approximately $300 billion by 2025. The current market size of the sector is $220 billion. The minister was addressing the roundtable on petrochemicals during the India CAM 2024 in Delhi today. Mr. Puri highlighted the vast potential of India's petrochemical sector. With annual consumption between 25 to 30 million tons, India stands as Asia's third largest economy, exhibiting a per capita consumption significantly lower than developed nations. Bhutan's Energy and Natural Resources Minister Leonpyo Jem Shering met with Prime Minister Manohar Lal in New Delhi today. The meeting focused on strengthening the long-standing cooperation between the two nations in the hydropower sector. Both sides discussed enhancing the collaboration to further boost energy production from the Pune 1 Hydroelectric Power HEP project. Mr. Manohar Lal reaffirmed India's commitment to advancing hydropower development with Bhutan. He assured full support to Bhutan in this critical area of collaboration, underscoring the strategic and mutually beneficial nature of these projects. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. India has dispatched the first tranche of 11 tons of medical supplies today for the humanitarian assistance to Lebanon as Israel continues its strikes against terrorist group Hezbollah. A total of 33 tons of medical supplies have been sent. The consignment comprises a wide range of pharmaceutical products, including cardiovascular medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, anti-inflammatory agents, antibiotics, and anesthetics. India also sent the first consignment of 12 hemodialysis machines with portable RO units, departed from Pipavav for Port Moresby. The Enforcement Directorate has attached 19 immovable properties worth over 35 crore rupees belonging to the Popular Front of India, PFI. The properties are registered in the names of various trusts, companies and individuals. Earlier, the agency had also attached 16 immovable properties valued at over 21 crore rupees. The ED initiated an investigation against the members and cadres of the PFI under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act based on various FIRs registered by the NIA, Delhi and other law enforcement agencies. The investigation revealed that the office bearers, members and cadres of the Popular Front of India were conspiring and collecting funds from within India and abroad through banking channels, hawala and donations for committing and financing terrorist acts across India. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces today apprehended a terror-linked individual in the Dundak area of Surankot sector, Poonch district. The police have confirmed the recovery of 4 grenades from the suspect, whose arrest could mark a major breakthrough in solving recent terror incidents in the frontier district. The Poonch police suspect that the individual is linked to the recent 2-3 grenade attacks that affected Poonch city and Surankot town. These attacks had raised alarm across these areas, prompting heightened security measures and search operations. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that heavy rainfall will continue over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka to the next 3-4 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Andaman and Nicobar Islands on Sunday and Monday. Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha are also likely to witness heavy rainfall on the 23rd and 24th of October. The weather office has forecast that there will be no significant rainfall over northwest, west, central and northeast India during the week. In cricket, India was 231 for 3 at stumps on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India is currently trailing by 125 runs against New Zealand. For India, Virat Kohli and Sarfaraz Khan scored 70 runs each, while Rohit Sharma made 52 runs. For New Zealand, Ezaz Patel took 2 wickets, while Glenn Phillips took 1. Earlier, New Zealand posted a huge total of 402 runs, supported by 134 from Rachin, 91 from Conway, and a 65-run innings from Team Southee. India's challenge at the Denmark Open ended today after 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu lost to Indonesia's Gregoria Mariska Tunjung in the quarterfinals of the women's singles. Sindhu lost to world number 8, Gregoria, 13-21, 21-16, 9-21. This was Sindhu's second tournament since a loss to China's He Bingjiao. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. NDA announces seat-sharing deal for upcoming Jharkhand Assembly polls, BJP to contest on 68 seats. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with a Malawian counterpart Lazarus Chakwera. 4 MOUs signed in the field of art and culture, sports, youth affairs and pharmaceuticals. Haryana government announces free dialysis for kidney patients in the state. First tranche of 11 tons of medical supplies dispatched by India as humanitarian assistance to Lebanon amidst ongoing conflict with Israel. India trailed by 125 runs on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match in Bengaluru. And in Denmark Open Badminton, Indian challenge ends as PV Sindhu crashes out after facing defeat in the quarterfinals of women's singles. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.